The following program was taped before an audience of no one.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Hey, Peter, cut me. I'm your umbilical cord, Bill Curtis. And here is your host, filling in for Peter Sagal, Maz Jobrani.
Thank you, Bill. I am Maz Jobrani, and I'm so excited to be hosting this week and filling in for Peter Sagal, who just had a baby boy. Well, he didn't have the baby. His wife had the baby, but Peter was there live-tweeting the event. He gained 10 followers and one baby. Later on, we'll be... Thank you. Yes, I'll be here all weekend, folks. Later on, we'll be talking to downhill skiing legend Lindsey Vonn, but first... It's your turn to slalom in and play our games. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Now, let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Adele from Chicago.
Hi, Adele from Chicago. How's it going over there?
It's great. I'm just sitting with my cat, ready to answer some questions.
Fantastic. Are you disappointed that I'm not Peter Sagal?
No. I'm like, maybe, I guess maybe a little, but I understand the whole baby thing.
Yeah, the baby thing. You know, this was his baby and now he's got another baby. We're kind of jealous, but that's fine. We'll get over it. All right, Adele. Let me introduce you to our panel. First up, it's a correspondent for CBS Sunday Morning and host of the new podcast, Real Good from Stitcher, Faith Saley.
Hey, Adele.
Hey, Faith. Nice to meet you.
Next, it's an actor you can see on Tacoma, FD, and here on Star Trek Lower Decks. It's Eugene Cordero.
Hey, what's going on, Adele?
Hey, Eugene, not mine.
Finally, the author of the New York Times bestseller, You'll Grow Out of It, one of the stars of Netflix's Big Mouth, season 4 premiering this weekend, it's Jesse Klein.
Hello.
Hello, Jesse.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the show. Now, you're going to play Who's Bill This Time? Bill Curtis is going to read you three quotes from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize, any voice you choose from our show on your voicemail. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Here's your first quote.
I am a very good boy.
That was a dog quoted in a Biden-Harris transition press release after the dog allegedly caused who to break their foot?
Oh my goodness. Was it Joe Biden?
It sure was Joe Biden. On the first day of his transition, the 78-year-old Biden shocked the haters by breaking something other than his hip. Poor guy. He got a hairline fracture while playing with his dog, which sounds bad, but Biden was just happy to have any kind of hairline.
So, you know, this dog, Major, is one of two dogs, right? They've got Major and Champ, and they're both rescues, and Champ was 10 years old when they rescued Major.
Oh my God. What if it turns out Major has been like a secret Republican this whole time? I mean, what if Major is just like a fifth column, like a deep state dog, and like saw his moment and was like, I don't know. It's unlikely, but...
Or maybe this is the first time that we're hearing Biden lie, because maybe he just fell and now he's already blaming the dog. So maybe this whole next 4 years, he's just going to blame Major for a lot of the things he does wrong. Like, oh yeah, no, I was playing with my dog Major. That's why I haven't signed that bill yet.
Yeah, he ate my peace deal that I was going to do with the Middle East.
Yeah.
Can I just say something about Major, though, for real? Just like... If I'm being very honest, have you seen pictures of Major?
He's a little scary.
I'm going fully the other way, Faith. I find
he's
him
adorable,
to be very handsome. I mean, I'm just saying, like, if you've ever seen like Lady and the Tramp, do you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever been like slightly attracted to like a cartoon dog?
Yeah, but I mean, Major is not going to like share one strand of spaghetti with you, right?
Well, speak for yourself, Faith.
But we're all agreeing that we're all attracted to Tramp, right?
That's what I'm hoping we're all agreeing.
Okay.
We're attracted to Tramp.
I think
and
to sweet.
The Robin Hood Fox and the Robin Hood Fox from the Disney movie. All right, that's all I had to say.
All right, You got that one. Let's go to our next quote from the New York Times this week, pleading with a major sports organization.
For the sake of us all, stop play.
The Times was asking what COVID-infested league to call it quits early this year.
The NFL?
Yes. Yes, you're right. The National Football League is so full of coronavirus, it makes South Dakota look like New Zealand. Yeah, it's true. The Baltimore Ravens have more than 20 sick players. The Denver Broncos don't have a single quarterback who can play. Even Hank Williams Jr. was like, are you ready for some football? And they were like, no.
Wait, how does this happen? Why didn't they go the NBA bubble route? Why aren't they all at Disney World?
Well, that's because they had the chance to look at what the NBA did with the bubble, what Major League Baseball did with quarantine protocols, and the NFL decided to go with orgy.
Oh, wow. That's like the United States compared to everybody else in the world with coronavirus.
Yeah. The NFL is the U.S. of sports. You're absolutely right.
I'll tell you right now, I'm a Detroit Lions fan, so I can wait a year. I'm okay with it.
I think that's a sports joke I get. I think they must be doing badly.
Yes.
It's a disaster all around. The 49ers can't play because in California, they're not allowed to. I guess I think the San Francisco has a rule. So they had to go to Arizona to play. Pretty much at any, they're just looking for a playground that'll let them play. The swing set's out of bounds. They keep playing till the quarterback's mom says it's time for dinner. I mean, that's where we're at this point.
But here's a really important question. What will happen to all the Super Bowl commercials if there is no football, right?
That is probably the most important question. Because I got to see what Coca-Cola is going to do with those polar bears this season.
Did you see the Denver game where the Denver Broncos, you guys, they ran out of quarterbacks. I don't know if you heard about this. So all three of the quarterbacks on the Broncos, yeah, they were exposed
to
the virus.
Horrible.
This is what happens when your team shares one mouth guard. But but the thing is, they had to call up a wide receiver to play quarterback. And it wasn't just any wide receiver. It was their practice squad wide receiver. This is all true. And the guy was just terrible. He completed one pass. He completed one pass. And it turns out the coronavirus is the easiest thing to catch from a Denver Broncos quarterback.
Oh, man.
All right, Adele, let's go to your last quote.
It was bleak Friday.
That was a retail consultant talking about disappointing sales on what big day this year?
Oh, I want to go with Black Friday.
You are right, Adele. You've been paying attention. The holiday shopping season has begun with the same success of Joe Biden playing with his dog. Maybe the reason Black Friday failed, though, is it's been 9 months of Black Friday. We have been buying everything every day since the lockdown started. The Amazon guy won't stop showing up at my door. And you know who was really, it was really annoying to hear all the MAGA people who insisted that it's not Black Friday, it's All Friday.
Yeah, man. All Fridays do matter, though.
And it's not just Black Friday anymore. Now there's Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday, Lie About Giving Wednesday.
Sure.
And is it still safe to eat last week's turkey Thursday?
No.
The answer is no.
Well, listen, I thank God for all these theme days because it's the first week in months that I've actually known what day it is. Did you guys do any of the days? Did you celebrate any of the days?
I just want to say I did just join Weight Watchers, so that should tell you a little bit about what the last week has been.
Oh, so you're doing Weight Watchers Wednesdays.
I'm doing Wednesdays. Weight Watchers Wednesdays. I'm sorry, now it's called WW, apparently.
Oh, got it.
Well, Jesse, we only saw you from the torso up on Zoom, and you look smashing.
Thanks. That's my thinnest part. My head is my thinnest part, and then
your head looks really gaunt.
It's like a garbage bag filled with wet sponges.
Bill, how did Adele do?
She did very well. We're going to declare her a winner.
Thank you, Adele.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get